Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mara, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are okay. Today we're going to have a 15-minute program on guided meditation just to see which works better for people. Let me tell you, we had so many people calling in live last week to listen. I was amazed. And the number of people listening to the archive tells me, yes, that we should definitely join ourselves together. And I want you to know that even when I finish uniquely, we'll either start over or we'll think up different topics to meditate on. So we have 15 minutes today to get this pulled together. I do want to tell you just a little bit of a governing piece here, or housekeeping piece, and that is that I've changed the profile picture again. No, Mara. Please, what are you doing? You seem to always be changing the profile. This time it is part of the atmosphere. So if you can go down to the blog before we start here, and you'll see one that says profile picture or profile, click on that puppy. Ideally, you will see an image of the Sacramento River floating before you, and you will see comfortable chairs. I want you to sit down with me as we begin our meditation practice today. I love the word practice because it says that you don't have to be perfect and that you are always getting better. So one of the most important things in meditating that we have talked about over and over again, after we get in the right atmosphere that only you can define, and today we're looking at the calmly flowing Sacramento River being riffled a little by the wind. Now, I want you to breathe, but we're going to take our practice one step higher. We're going to breathe in, lighting up our chakras, and when you breathe out, as you cross your crown chakra, I'm going to have you blow out with Aum. So now before we get to that place, let's all reach out our arms. I'm reaching to the left, and I'm feeling those people who are to the west of me. I feel your energy, and I welcome you. Namaste today. I am reaching to the right, and I am joining my hands with those who are to the east of me. And I can feel those to the west and those to the east now linking hands. And we are one common circle going around the world. And as we do this, we are going to send love. And now, instead of just breathing for the reading, we're going to breathe together before anything else is said or done. So pulling in the air, imagining it coming from your feet, I want you to pull the air in through your nose, bringing it up past the orange or reddish-orange of your base chakra, through the lighter orange of your sacral chakra, lighting up the solar plexus, pulling it up through the heart chakra, through the throat, across the brow. Now, as you're going down, let's blow it out. For those who feel more comfortable, say amen. So now we're going to once again breathe again, pulling the air in, feeling those chakras starting to sparkle and get excited. Most importantly, feeling the healing energy of the solar plexus chakra, the stomach chakra. Feel that energy starting to course through your body as the yellow of it moves through your bloodstream. Pull the air up. Pull the air up, pull the air up, and now, Aum. A final deep breath in silence. Divine One. We bring ourselves here today in an experiment, a human experiment that happens in places all around the world. People linking together by hand, in this case electronically, to send love. Man has never given love a chance. And we recognize among ourselves that it starts with the lowest among us, and that we must start with those that we find unlovable. That when we hone our skills of seeing more in another than they are showing us, we become softer, gentler, more compassionate, more caring. And we never know when that person that we are reaching out to might not be, or might be, a divine angel sent needing one chance to change who and what they are in that moment, to be feeling valuable as a person, to be a loving being, and to change. There is no defined way of thinking and living except one, and that is love. We must treat each other with love. Therefore, we send healing thoughts to those around the world, those in pain, those who are happy. We leave our circle open for those who come later, and we invite all who are touched by this to remember one kind act can change the world. Kindness marks the person. We ask that you bless our circle, those who listen, now and later. We ask that you bless all those who are misguided and believe that actions in hate and killing can change things. We ask that you bless and keep our beginning group of people who are feeling the coursing energy of you flowing through our chakras as we breathe in and out in our meditation. We feel our chakras lining up, and we feel the negativity blowing out through the back. We are honored to be on this journey with you. And we thank you for all of the joy that you bring into our lives and for allowing us to develop this meditation practice that helps us survive, persevere, live through the pain, the suffering, and the chaos that is part of being a human. We ask that you bless our reading and bless us. Om. The glory of Om is that you can call on it at any time. Again, I want to tell you about the Wayne Dyer meditation tape that uses Om between the words of the Lord's Prayer. It helps you move into that silent space connected with the universe. Om. You can think it, you can do it out loud to regain your balance, your center, your focus. Welcome to this appointment with God. Welcome to joining us in asking ourselves every moment of every day, what would love do next? And forgiving ourselves when we don't make the loving decision. Today's passage is, kindness marks the person. Your kind acts quietly bestowed without thought of remembrance by others or you mark your soul and touch the soul of others. So reach out. Believe in your value. Know that you are enough, and that when the Divine One, when God, when Yahweh, when Allah said, I am that he meant you. I'm going to take us soon into the music. Allow the music to draw you in. Feel it vibrating in your body. Let the intonations take you inside yourself. Let's work on loving you and remembering that no matter what has happened, all will be well. Today's music is Deep Sea Journey to Atlantis by Anna Hata. I send you love, I send you peace, and most of all, I want you to know I hold you close in my heart. May love enfold you. Peace be with you, my friends. with you, my friends.